This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله اللهم أهله علينا بالأمن والإيمان والسلامة والإسلام. ربي وربك الله is what the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام would say every month upon the entering of the month, the sighting of the moon of that month. And so we say it, of course, also about the Ramadan month. Oh Allah, allow this Ramadan moon to come over us while we are in a state of amn, security, and iman, and faith, wassalamati wal islam, and safety, soundness, and submission to Allah. My Lord and your Lord are Allah, he used to say to the moon. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he would say to the people, atakum shahru Ramadan. There has finally come to you the month of Ramadan. Shahru Mubarak, a blessed month, in which Allah Azza wa Jal has obligated to you to fast, and in which the gates of paradise are locked shut, and the gates of the hellfire are locked shut, and the gates of paradise are opened wide, and the devils in it are chained, and in it is a night that is superior to 1,000 months. And on the first night of this month, he said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on the first night of this month, Allah Azza wa Jal has calling out from the heavens. This evening, has a caller call out from the heavens, Ya Baghi al Khayri Aqbil, O seeker of good, come forth. You will not find an opportunity like this one. Ya Baghi al Sharri Aqsir, O seeker of evil, desist, stop. If not now, then when? And then he said, whomever is deprived of the good of this month has truly been deprived. May we not be deprived. May we not be deprived of a bettered relationship with the Quran. May we not be deprived of the sweetness of siyam, of fasting. Allahumma ameen. May we find our better selves in this month, our more generous selves, our more patient selves. Allahumma ameen. May we not underestimate the immense, priceless fortune of reaching this month. I said today at Jumu'ah that one Ramadan for sure guaranteed would be your last. And for some people, it was the previous one. And for some people, it will be this one. You know, the great scholar Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, rahimahullah, he says, and it is befitting that when someone first reaches the month of Ramadan, like these earliest hours of the month, they should fall on their face in prostration of gratitude, sajd al-shukr. He would do that, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, not a prayer, just prostration. When there would be immensely big news, exceptionally big good news, he would make sujood called sajd al-shukr, the prostration of thankfulness. He says, you should do that because if not, upon reaching Ramadan, what better news is there in life? And it is enough to capture that, the hadith of Talha. I will share it with you in close. Talha ibn Ubaidillah, radiallahu an, one of the 10 promised Jannah, he says, two men became Muslim from my tribe in the same year, close in time to each other. And one of them was a much harder worker than the other. Would worship more, fast more, pray at night. He was a harder worker in his devotion. And Allah chose him for shahada, for martyrdom. And then his friend lived for a complete year after him, then he died as well. And I saw in my dream that the day of judgment had begun, and someone exits from beyond the gates of Jannah and brings in the one who died later, the less hardworking one. The one who dies later and brings him into Jannah first. Then he comes back out and invites in the one that died earlier. Even though he died earlier and died a martyr, he was brought in second. He says, so I woke up very confused, like, how could that be possible? Working harder, died a martyr, all of this. How? And so I'm sharing it with the people, and they're also perplexed. They're like amazed, how can that be true? And so they bring it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they mention to him the dream. And so he said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, min ayyi shay'in ta'jabun, what about that surprises you exactly? Alaysa hadha makatha ba'dahu bisana, didn't this second man to die remain behind for a full year? They said, yes. He said, wa adraka Ramadan, and so he got to reach Ramadan, fasamahu, and fasted it. Wa salla kadha wa kadha min sajdatin fi tilka as-sana, and he also prayed X number of prostrations in that year, how many prayers fill a year? And then there's Ramadan on its own, he's saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, yes. He said, فَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا أَبْعَدُ مِمَّا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The distance between these two is bigger than the distance between the sky and the earth. It could be it. It could be what differentiates between someone that doesn't make it to paradise and someone that does. One Ramadan could make all the difference. It could be the differentiating factor between who enters Jannah and who gets to be with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a daily basis in Jannah. One Ramadan perhaps can make a difference. One more year of life can make all the difference. And so we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make this Ramadan the biggest difference in our goodness, in our salvation, in our propelling through the many, many levels in the elevator of Jannah. Allahumma ameen. Jazakallahu khairan wa sallallahu sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.